Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. On my Sunday morning show, I put together a 2.5 hour show. The first hour, I talked about the CIF. And guess what? The owner of the Bloomington Edge was listening to the show, and he gave us a call, and we did a good, I don't know, close to 20 minutes talking a little bit about his football team in the CIF. So everybody sit back and relax and listen to the owner of the Bloomington Edge, Omar Komar, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to our caller. Let's go to the 309. You're on air here. On that being said, on the Couch Potato Sports Show, who am I talking to, and where are you calling from?
Sonny, hi. This is Dr. Kokar calling from Bloomington. I'm the owner of the Bloomington Edge.
Welcome into the show. What a big victory for your team last night, and you're hanging on to that playoff hopes over there in your Northern Division.
We're living on a prayer, Sonny. We're living on a prayer, and we're doing what we got to do. But just a huge home victory, just what our guys needed after a tough loss last week at Sioux City. And,
yeah,
you know, being our first year in this league, you know, and you've commented on this several times, the competitiveness of this league is just top-notch. And
it's incredible.
The scores can be misleading. You know, last week we lost to Sioux City, I think it was 61-33, but we were 27-27 at halftime. And and things, you know, just changed real quick in indoor football. And last night, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it was 33-29.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a tight game. You could puncture that tension inside that arena with a needle. It was a tight game. They were coming back, and they were making plays. And 33-29 with 19 minutes to go in the game, and then, you know, we had a great kickoff return by Derek Clark, and that kind of opened the floodgates, you know. Those special team scores really can change things. And so the final score, you know, is a little misleading. We tacked on a couple at the end, which is great, but it's a lot closer sometimes than those scores look. And a lot of times, I mean, you followed this league so far, that we're talking 1-point games, 2-point games. I mean, we're at 4-5, but we had...
And low-scoring games, too.
Unbelievable. I mean, we've had, out of our five losses, we've had three of them by 3 points, and the fourth was by 5 points. I mean, they're all one possession, one kick, wins or losses, and it's been a great advertisement for indoor football, and we are just thrilled, you know, in our first year in this league to be part of this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You're your guy that has been a part of many leagues out there. And Bloomington is a cornerstone of indoor football as well. Been in business a long time. Used to live up in the area, Springfield, Illinois. Know a lot about the Bloomington Edge. But going from league to league, describe a little bit about the decision to move to Champions Indoor Football after the demise of the, I think it was the X League, correct?
Correct. Yes, we're in the X League. Well, what happened primarily is, you know, Bloomington started out in indoor football in 2006 as the Extreme. And that was in the IFL, a lot of success early on. And then, I think around 2011, we went through a series of ownership changes. You know, it was about four owners in 4 years, and that can really take a hit on the brand and the players, and, you know, it's hard to sustain meaningful success with that kind of turnover. And so my wife and I took over last summer, and so one of our first decisions was, you know, we need to get back into a league where we had competitiveness. And, you know, the natural fit with CIF having been a result of the merger between CPIFL and I think Lone Star Football from a couple years prior. And I just remember, I mean, I've been in Bloomington for 3 years now, and I remember – playing against Wichita, playing against Sioux City, playing against Omaha. So for me, the question was, hey, you know, what league are those guys in? So you know, we made some inquiries, and just from the start, you know, with Ricky Burtz, Mark Fisher, Tommy down in Dallas, Doug down in Mesquite. Doug's from around here originally. He's from Ottawa, about an hour north of Bloomington. And I didn't know about that. You were Springfield. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of natural linkages that started popping up, and frankly, you know, it was really a no-brainer at the end of the day to join a league that was so. That was so established. I mean, some of these franchises are so well-rooted, you know, with Texas Revolution and Amarillo, Sioux City, Omaha. These are pillar teams of indoor football.
Yep. And teams that have stayed around, it's always good for the league, especially with trying to get some kind of exposure. And I was talking earlier this season about having the Omaha be good again. I mean, they were just, unfortunately, just not a good football team for the last 3 years, but now they're beginning to pick it up with the addition of Josh Floyd and things of that sort. But now you are in a battle with the Omaha Beef right now. You're 4-5 on the season. Omaha is 5-4. The last three games are very vital for your two franchises.
Oh, huge, huge. And that was a shocker last night when we finished up and we saw that the Wichita Force took down Sioux City in Sioux City by such a low-scoring game. And I haven't been able to read a recap or see the stats, but that probably is the low-scoring game of the league this season, I'm guessing, 41 points.
It's very low.
But you know, I was listening to some of your commentary earlier, which I really enjoyed. I mean, I just love the exposure that you're giving the CIF, you know, on a radio perspective and also on social media. But with Sioux City, I mean, they're going to Wichita, I think, in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
You know, and I think Wichita's probably favored at home. And then we get them in our last game of the season. So
yes,
if you figure... if we can tag two losses on there, they're 7-5. If we can take care of business, we'll be 7-5. So there could really be a dogfight, you know, for three teams for those two spots. I mean, I see Wichita taking probably the first spot after last night's game. But, you know, Sioux City could be in the mix for that second or third seed, depending on how things shake out. And that's why it's just so exciting. I mean, it's angst, it's anxiety, but it's also what you want. That's what you want, to keep the average fan and the diehard engaged going down the stretch.
And that's hard. I mean, you've been in the groups. You see how we can beat up teams and jump in there. But really, when you look at the CIF for the last 2 years, it's been incredible. Last year, we went into week 11 before we could figure out who was going to be in the playoffs, who wasn't, and how that whole thing worked out. With the addition of some teams to make this a 12-team league, looking to expand this, 16 teams. I mean, we talked to Randy Sanders in the interview that we had, and it was incredible what he was talking about. Looking at this league and looking where the franchises are, and you being an owner in this league, looking to cap it at 16, what is the future? I mean, what do you think the future is for Champions Indoor Football, as well as the Bloomington Edge, you know, staying in the competitive league and getting that exposure that you guys want?
Well, it's phenomenal. I mean, our vision as a league and as a franchise in the league is, you know, I think we're right up there with the IFL, you know, and in some cases we've been more stable than the IFL in the last 18 to 24 months. And so we're looking to really position ourselves as a preeminent indoor football league just south of AFL. I mean, AFL is a little bit different animal, as you know. They've got bigger arenas. They've got co-tenants, different type of ownership structures in place. But once you drop, say, the double-A ball, to make that comparison with baseball, I think the CIF's right there, you know. And as you know, there's so much overhaul and transition year to year in indoor football. But We're very happy with our product, with our competitiveness. The owners, we all get along great. We all want to win on the field, but off the field, we're unified in our vision in terms of marketing the league, in terms of stability and success of the league, making sure that the teams that are in are here to stay, and the teams that will come in will also be, you know, financially responsible on the field, put on a good product with great arenas, great facilities, and a big part of it is social media with the fan engagement that you've helped drive. I know indoor football is huge in Texas, and we just have a passionate fan base up here of about, you know, 1,000 people that show up to every game, and they've been there since the beginning, and so I've just been so gratified by their support this first season, and our work is to continue that in the off season and build on that and get the kids involved, and you know, we've had a lot of success here in Bloomington with Illinois State football. They've been really great the last 3 or 4 years, and so we're looking to kind of ride those coattails with a lot of folks who have been engaged into football for the first time. Well, hey, you know, in the fall, why don't you follow ISU, but then in the spring, you'll get your fix by following the Edge. So it's just been a really fun time so far.
And you've had some pretty good promotions. If I'm not mistaken, I think Antonio Freeman stopped by a game, and you've had some, you know, former Bears stop by the game. You know, that promotion, that kind of get people involved in the local areas, that help bring people to the football games?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I mean, Dan Hampton was there for game one, and he was phenomenal. I mean, just what a guy. Just unbelievable. And we were lucky enough, and I think they played the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears right before our home game, which got a lot of interest, and he was excellent. And then Antonio Freeman came by. We wanted to be equal. There's a lot of cheeseheads down in this
area.
Absolutely. And so he was phenomenal. I mean, Antonio was just such a darling of a guy, and just engaging with the fans and seeing them before the game and at halftime. And, you know, that's something that we wanted to do, just to kind of polish our brand and get it back out in the community. And so, you know, we had some good promotions there. And, you know, we've got Salute to Service Night next week, honoring all of our veterans, active military, EMS, firefighters, police. We've had a educator awareness night. We've had cancer awareness night. So that's been our thrust from an off-the-field perspective, is really engaging with our community and getting them involved and seeing what a great platform our games can be.
Well, you're a different type of ownership, a husband-wife team. I mean, believe me, a husband and wife, you know, a team put together, ownership. How do you guys separate it? I mean, you got your home life, you got the sports life, you got your business life. How's that all working out for you over there?
Well, it's been a roller coaster. It's been a learning experience. You know, you know, we've learned that, you know, sometimes we look at each other when we're sitting there at home and, like, you know, are we talking husband and wife, or are we talking co-owners? Sometimes, you know, you can have some tough feedback, you know, either way.
Absolutely.
And if it's business related feedback, you want to hear it, because, you know, we all have our blind spots, and you want someone to shine the light where it's dark and maybe you don't see something. You know, so it's important to establish that. And, but it's been so much fun, and it's enhanced our coupledom. Nergis and I have learned so much about each other. I mean, how often do you get a chance to see your partner or your spouse in a professional work environment? And that doesn't happen too often. Generally, I go to work, you go to work, and then we come back in the evening. But here,
yes,
you get to learn a lot about how your partner operates. And so with my wife, just seeing how she is, you know, detail-oriented and meticulous. And those are things sometimes as a man can drive you up the wall. But when it comes to business,
yes,
it's great. I mean, she's been a tremendous gift and asset to our front office.
Taking a look at where you came from, well, I got, oh my, and I don't want to blow your last name. Say your last name again.
It rhymes with my first name, Omar Kokar.
Okay, very good. Now, we got Omar. Now, how did you get interested in indoor football? What was the thing that drove you to indoor football? Did you go to a game? Did you just hear about the team being for sale? What drove you to the team?
So we moved to Peoria, to Bloomington, about 3 years ago. And so I'm a doctor at a local hospital. And so they happen to be one of the sponsors for The Edge. And so, you know, we caught some of the games, and we went and checked it out, and we had a blast. And I've got two little girls, 7 and 3, and we were hooked. We were hooked. We said, wow, you know, this is just 10 minutes from the house. It's not expensive. The concessions don't blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
What a fun thing to do on a Saturday. And so, you know, just an opportunity came up last year then where, you know, they wanted local ownership. And so we made some inquiries. My wife and I talked about it, kicked tires on the idea, and we took over. You know, we got an inside sort of view on the negotiation of a sale and learning what it takes to create a team. And we just look at sports so differently. I mean, 9 months into this, when we watch ESPN or we watch the owners doing things and players talking, getting cut. There's so many aspects of this business that are tough, Sonny. You know, we cut a couple players this week, and it's difficult to look someone in the eye and wish them luck on their journey, knowing that they spent a couple of months or even in some cases a couple of weeks of their life in your town, and for whatever reason it didn't work out. So it's, again, it's been a roller coaster, but we wouldn't trade it for the world. We love what we're doing.
Definitely a real area. I actually grew up in Pekin, Illinois as well, so just like right around the corner in that area as a little boy until I moved down to Arizona, and then I got the hook in indoor football with the Arizona Rattlers. So, and then when I moved to Texas, it was only natural just to keep it up. So it was kind of fun. But your league, your team, you know, fighting the battle to try to get the attention of your area. Now, you've been there for a while. What are you doing to be noticed in the area of Bloomington, Illinois, where people can go and say, wow, there's a game going on tonight?
Right, right. The biggest thing is getting out in the community, whether that be on family. Like yesterday, there was a family fun day from 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock at a local park. So we had our front office staff. We had our kicker there as well. Getting out to some of the underprivileged schools, getting out to some of the silent auction, the charity benefits that always happen on the weekends, making sure we always try to help out with ticket donations or gift donations. It's mm-hmm. just getting our logo out there and learning strategically how can we maximize sort of, you know, our efforts, you know. And we've been very blessed by having Illinois State right in our back door. We've had some great intern students come over from sports management program, the public relations program. And that goes back to just building partnerships with local pillars, local businesses, local institutions. I think that's going to be the driver for long-term success. Sonny, I've got to get going, but I cannot believe you just dropped that bit about Pekin, because I'm going to tell you a fun fact. I grew up in Pekin. I grew up in Pekin.
Oh, wow.
I grew up in Sunset Hills. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep. So
I live behind the Moose Lodge.
Oh, you're kidding me. Off Sheridan?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Right across the street from the golf course.
My dad took me to some catfish dinners there when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Those moose heart parties when I was a younger boy on Friday. I think it was Friday night. Oh, I'm telling you right now, you couldn't get the better food and and just a good time there over at the Moose Heart Lodge.
So you remember County Market, and you remember Lick Creek Golf Course. You remember those?
Yes. Yes. Very
oh,
much
we gotta
so.
Keep talking,
I played
Sonny.
That course
we gotta keep talking.
So much.
Outstanding. Well, it was a delight to spend some time with you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the league and the awareness and on social media. And this is an outstanding venue. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. And we'll keep talking about Pekin. I can't believe you dropped that nugget there at the end.
You betcha. And the name that the high school changed their name from, we won't say it, but that was a big thing there. So
that's right. I was there.
Omar, one of the owners, or you're the primary owner now of the Edge, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, very good. The primary owner of the Edge. Thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, Sonny. Good to be with you. Take care.
Good. Thanks for taking time.
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.